Edward is on the line at 308-8810.
Not Edward, it's Ed.
Ed's on the line. Hey there, Ed.
Hi, Dr. Parsons.
This is Ed Ritchie, probably the youngest and one of the only farmers left, only big growers left in the Winter Garden area. He's the chairman of the Winter Garden Spinach Producers Board, and he is the official media contact for the Texas spinach people because of this E. coli outbreak thing. And, Ed, I just, you said you didn't hear the program, but a while ago I made the statement that as far as we can remember, there's never been anybody killed by eating Texas spinach from E. coli or from anything else.
You softened that statement a bit.
Yeah, we told them that that goes back a lot of years, Ed, and we thought maybe he should hedge.
Well, nobody called into
I don't know if you know, but Jerry sometimes goes on and on.
Yes, sir, that's very true. It's kind of hard to get a word in otherwise.
That's the truth.
But, you know, to the best of my knowledge, I know of known, known cases.
There you go.
Of Eli.
And anybody that has died of E. coli from Texas spinach needs to call in, and we'll give them their few minutes.
No. And a pair of tickets.
My family's been shipping Texas Savoy spinach out of the Winter Garden for over 80 years now.
Wow.
And over the duration of all that time, I think our spinach industry, we have always produced a safe and nutritious product.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I'd like for our consumers out there to know that the last thing we want to happen to them is for them to become ill eating our product. Because if they don't buy our product, we're not going to stay in business. And furthermore, you know, I think this country enjoys one of the safest and abundant food supplies in the world.
Absolutely.
You know, I just want to reassure that our food supply is safe. We produce plenty of it, and it's relatively inexpensive.
Now, when will your Texas-grown spinach be hitting the market?
Dr. Parsons, we're still 3 weeks away from planting.
Okay, so it'd be...
We normally like to target ourselves for the week of Thanksgiving.
Okay, so no...
And we try to go through March.
Okay.
And all of it is canned, Ed?
No. Ed is a fresh market producer.
No, we're strictly fresh market.
This is
a Savoy spinach, the curly leaf.
A lot. Forget it.
Alternative to some of the other salad mixes.
Milton is from Louisiana, and he thinks Savoy is some type of soap. Okay, so don't even.
I was following it just fine. So,
But anyway, Ed packages.
Well, I just want everybody to know that we are still strongly committed to consumer safety and producing an excellent quality product for our consumers out there.
Hey, Ed, have you guys talked to Express News and such to get that story out, too?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Have you gotten the opportunity to talk to the San Antonio Express News editorial board so that they can get that story out?
Yeah, we've notified several newspapers, and I'm still scheduled to meet with some on Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, good. Okay. Because I know,
along with the ABC affiliates and Associated Press, there have been several. Yes, the word's getting out.
Yeah, and Jerry brought up the point that, you know, the history of spinach in Texas has been safe forever and ever, but you still recommend you wash Texas spinach, too. You just wash everything.
Yeah, we always practice good hygiene at home and in the field and wherever. It's just good common sense.
Do you hear that? Probably didn't hear that person called in early and said that mom had been washing spinach and all greens. This could have happened to lettuce just as easy as spinach with a little salt and vinegar?
Yeah, a little salt and vinegar. Let them soak just a couple minutes in salt and vinegar, and that's... She was 60, and her mama lived a long time, too. So.
And, you know, that's the way, that was the deal we used to, Shirley Johnson came up with years and years ago. I don't know if she's still alive or not. But anyway.
I bet she still has high hair.
Years and years ago, talked about soaking your broccoli in salty water, and the worms would come floating.
Yeah, which is always appetizing.
That? Well, to get the worms out before you cook it. That's better for them come to the top of a salty solution than it is to come to the top of a cheese solution when you've got a cheese sauce over the spinach.
Hey, Ed, as long as you're on, you know, a lot of our listeners grow their own spinach and all, and they have a little trouble with keeping the sand and everything out of it. How do commercial growers do that?
how do we keep the sand out?
Yeah, I mean, how do you grow it? You grow it to, and you know, that then get near the soil,
well,
basically.
That's one of the difficulties with the Voitox spinach, because it's so curly that sand will, you know, lodge in the veins. But with these mechanical harvesters now, we have a shaker on there, and it shakes, I'm going to say, a large percentage of it off, and then when we run it over the table to be loaded into the crates to be shipped out to the processors, we have an additional grading line on there that removes a lot of the grit from it.
And they've also...
And then, of course, you know, it's always triple rinse before it's packaged.
See, if they put a little salt and vinegar in there, they may be able to handle the problem for us. Also, y'all plant them on wide, flat beds, right? And where the your cutting bar can pretty well be raised off the ground a little bit.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, our cultural practices are changing to a wider bed and a heavier plant population.
Well, was that in the paper today where there were some nice photos of the... spinach or someplace I saw the last couple days.
It.
Yeah.
Well, what the way the sand gets on there is hard driving rains during while it's growing.
Oh, it splashes.
And then it splashes into the little cavities, which is in a spinach. Now, a lot of the growth. I was telling them a while ago that within 100 miles of where we're broadcasting, or 100 miles of San Antonio, 50% of all the spinach in the United States is grown. And a lot of a great part of that is goes to Del Monte and the canning industry, right, Ed? And that's they use a flat leaf spinach on that deal, but they still wash it and take care of it like that.
Hey, thanks, Ed.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Ed. And
yes, sir. Thank you all for this opportunity.
Okay, everybody.
Y'all have a good afternoon.
You call
us
next time.